You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network. Be sure to leave the lights on while you listen.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Hi there, David Arion here. First of all, thank you. Thank you so much for all the warmth, the love, and the awesome response this audio drama has got all around the globe. Thank you for listening to this strange and intimate story of 21 episodes just this season, and for all the support on Ko-fi, Patreon, and social media. I wanted to give you something special for this episode, but life got in the way, and I think I'd rather let you have this ending than stretch it any longer. What I have in mind will happen, as well as season 2, eventually. Now please, enjoy this episode, and also check the trailer of Jaro Rebuke by the end. It's an awesome show, and if you feel a little bit empty after those finishes, Jaro Rebuke will do wonders for you. Listen to you soon, and remember, record yourself. Seal might be listening. Those after you. What's on the other side?
Not even I know. You could stay, or you could go through.
If I stay, I'd be an animal, wouldn't I?
Correct.
To be with him, to see him again, it's not enough to be human.
Whatever you may believe you can find on the other side, seize this foolish shirt. Only the souls my son has taken have come back. You are not one of them.
But that means I could come back.
They have no memories of what they have seen and experienced on the other side. You may not be the same, even if you succeed.
I haven't been the same since I met him. That's what I needed, to change.
What do you expect to become?
Someone worthy of being with him.
Have you come to a decision?
I have. I will come back for him. Thank you.
Good luck, boy.
Yeah.
This was the way your boyfriend. Oh, come on, don't look at me like that, little brother. We both know you wouldn't have come otherwise. If you think it through, it is your fault. You left him as bait.
Give me just one reason not to tear you into a million pieces and throw you to the other side, Bre.
Easy. I'm on your side, little brother.
Repeat that again?
This is why I was looking for you, silly!
Run. Fly.
Hide in a hole in the center on this planet and never come back. Since the day the sky turned red for just an evening and you started running, this world has become an exquisite chaos. All there is now is absolute inequity and certainty.
But Mother...
Mother, no, she cannot trust me. But she really had no other option. Oh, she misses you, little brother.
Stop joking around.
Just when I was being honest. What are you waiting for? Fly before Mother comes back. Run away. Leave your dead and untended and the world filled with animals. Wasn't this the freedom you longed for?
No one, Dick. This is my fault.
It is. He isn't the first nor the last whose death is on you. And not the only one who will go after you.
Shut up.
Blood in your hands. It isn't easy to clean or notice.
Then what? You cover me?
Oh, of course I will. To a degree, of course. You don't avoid as well as you think you do, little brother. Anytime you pop up somewhere new, you drench there of wax and honey.
Are you really suggesting that I stop moving?
That way I will know how to contact you in case one of our dear siblings tries anything stupid. Oh, or mothers, but pray to fate that doesn't happen.
Good luck getting her out of the throne.
Oh, it is but a matter of time. If it means your end, she will stand up, little brother.
I don't think I'll ever be able to forgive you.
Oh, but I don't need your forgiveness. Just a tiny favor when the time comes.
Perfect.
Careful with spells, children. There are many minor gods and goddesses sizing up any advantage that comes their way. Oh, silly me! Catch this! Flutter around before you leave, pretty please! Always a pleasure to work with you, little brother!
Do me a favor and just draw.
Had enough, child. Let us leave.
Mother, sometimes you're no fun. As you wish.
Is this recording? I think so. What is this?
5 months and 3 days here, and I choose today to hit the record button. I'm leaving today.
No.
Finally.
They didn't...
There's so much I want to tell you, Sil. Are we all small images of you? I was meant to be one of them, another fractal.
This is his.
When I pulled down my mask, the small guy noticed it.
Oh, Mother, it's still stained.
It smelled of orange tree.
Mira por donde vas, gilipollas.
Prick. Wait. Did they see me?
¿Qué está en rojo, coño?
Lo siento.
see me? Touch me? Dick, what happened?
Hi, I'm David Orion Pena, writer and producer of Those After You. This is an independent podcast. If you want to be part of our community and support it, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/thoseafteryou. Another great and zero-cost way of supporting it is to subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and spread the word and share it with your friends. The voice of Deck is David Orion Pena. The voice of Death is Violeta Serrano. The voice of Seal is Maurice Joan Devia. The voice of Vre is Matt D. McGregor. The voice of the car owner is Aida Job. Thank you for listening. And remember, record yourself. Seal may be listening.
Have you ever wondered what wanders the fields at night? Or have you seen lights out in the woods that you know are not lightning bugs or deer with just a few too many eyes? Well, all of these things are commonplace within the farm town of Wichton. Jar of Rebuke is a Midwestern gothic horror comedy audio drama run by a queer-heavy cast and crew. Delve into the cornfields, explore the woods by the river, and make sure you bring your favorite dish to the local potluck, because Wichton is full of many fine folks for you to meet, creatures for you to encounter, and many mysteries for you to solve. The creatures and hauntings within Jar of Rebuke are all based on real lore and legends from the Midwestern United States, from the Black-Eyed Children to the Knot Deer to the Michigan Melonheads. Follow Dr. Jared Hell's audio journal and his run-ins with these various creatures while trying to remember his forgotten past. With the voices of myself, Casper Oliver, as well as Vanessa Rosengrant, Ashley Kraft, Cecil Fox, and guests like Jason The Rock, Misha Bakshi, and Conrad Mishuk, as well as many, many more, providing their talents to flesh out the world of Wichton, the townsfolk within, and even the supernatural creatures themselves. Compared by listeners to things like Welcome to Night Vale, SCPs, the Magnus Archives, and Tanis, if those things, but with a Midwestern Gothic twist, seem up your alley, be sure to tune in on every 7th and 21st on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcast fix for new episodes of Jar of Rebuke.
You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy as Lothar Tuppen brings you Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast player. And thank you for listening, everybody.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.